AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumed today, and Eric Tucker reports it began with the judge fining the former president $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order.
That prohibited the former president from making comments that disparaged witnesses and other people closely connected to the case. Prosecutors had actually alleged 10 specific gag order violations. However, Judge Juan Merchan identified 9. It's worth noting that the judge said he appreciated Donald Trump's First Amendment rights, especially given that he's a presidential candidate who needs to be able to speak. However, he said that additional violations of the order could in fact lead potentially to imprisonment.
As for witness testimony, 3 took the stand, including Keith Davidson, a lawyer who previously represented Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. He spoke about dealing with Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen leading up to a deal that ultimately came with a $130,000 payment to Daniels. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian protesters and college administrators appear to be coming to a head. New York's Columbia University limiting campus access and threatening expulsions. Julie Walker on what led up to it.
Dozens of protesters took over Columbia University's Hamilton Hall early today, barricading the entrances, unfurling a Palestinian flag, the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war spreading to college campuses nationwide. Yesterday, Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Student organizer Seda Polat spoke after yesterday's deadline came and went.
We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Julie Walker, New York.
Israel's prime minister is vowing to invade Rafah whether or not there's a ceasefire deal. This is AP News. Consumer confidence was down again in April, the Conference Board's index falling for a third straight month. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed out a wretched April on Wall Street with even more losses, cementing the market's worst month since September. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% Tuesday, pulling it further below the record high it set in late March. The Dow lost 570 points. That's about 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2%. Treasury yields rose again in the bond market, ratcheting up the pressure on stocks. That came after a report showed workers won big gains in pay and benefits during the first 3 months of the year. A number of reports recently has suggested that inflation remains stubbornly high. That has helped dash hopes that the Federal Reserve would be able to deliver several interest rate cuts this year. The Fed makes its latest announcement on rates Wednesday afternoon. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.